HKX KO4 NUE. HKX KO4 NUE.
X, sorry, Chad, I wasn't sure you were calling me the first time. I just got the radio on in here and didn't hear all of it.
I got a question for you. What kind of restaurant puts chili and onions on a bologna sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd put either one of those on a bologna sandwich.
I said, what is that on there? He said it's chili and onions. You take that thing back. I don't want it.
Chili and onions on a bologna sandwich, that's not good.
What you up to today?
Riding around on the roads, trying to find people at work.
N0TR, negative on the work.
Hey, Dave, tell Miss Bernice I said hello. But, I had to run up here to the post office and figure I'd put a call out there, see what was going on.
Well, Patrick, he's got a big head because Metco won the top fuel dragster race yesterday.
Oh.
That was really great. Go ahead, Chad.
Use a Snap-on tool to fix to win the race. I'm kidding. Don't get mad. So anyway, she looked at me funny. I ordered two of them. And Chili just running outside, one for me, one for Anna. And she just, took it back to the cook, and he just gave her a dirty look. And I just thought, it's not from around here. But we got them fixed. So the guy sitting on the counter said he'd take them. But I can't imagine eating that with chili and onions.
Sorry, I hit that blow right by a minute ago. I didn't mean to do that. Tell you, Miss Bernice, we said hello. I can't imagine eating a bologna sandwich with chili and onions on it. I just don't even sound good.
Well, you gotta try it. I like ketchup on hot dogs, and everybody says, no, that's forbidden.
I can't do ketchup on a hot dog either, but I can't do it. No way.
Hot dog belongs on ketchup belongs on a hot dog or hamburger and french fries. That's it.
Hot dog, hamburger, and french fries. You contradicted yourself, Patrick.
Today it's been one of those days.
But I'm on the struggle bus myself, so don't feel bad. But Tom, what you out doing?
Taking the COVID. daughter and son-in-law took the daughter, our granddaughter, back to college. And, first semester, first day, she tested positive for COVID. I don't know what variant. But they say the VA, also the guy down at CVS, said that they should have those vaccines within about a week. For the 4 and 5 variant. I don't know which variant you had, Chad, but it's a lot easier spreadable to get this Omicron 4 and 5. And I don't know if the shots do any good or not, but I'm going to get them.
Stand by, fellas. I'm going to clear out. I got a telephone call. KO4 NUE clear.
KO4 HKX. So, Tom, what you out doing today? I missed that part of it.
Oh, we just went down to Aldi's, our favorite shopping place. We spent about $50 and headed back home. We could have went to Walmart, but didn't need anything but some Sprite and some ginger ale, so we just said, to heck with that. It's not worth going over there for that. We got 3 inches of rain this weekend, though. That's a blessing, I'll tell you.
How much we got, I haven't checked, but... it was flooding in several places yesterday.
They even had some hail up north of us, according to the Channel 4 radar, which you never know. But it looked like that second bunch last night was going to hit us pretty hard, and it didn't. We just got nice steady rains all from Saturday on, wasn't it, Bernice? And, boy, it's been... extremely dry, Patrick, and we really needed a nice solid rain, so can't gripe about that. The good Lord and Mother Nature must have got together. In zero to you.
We definitely needed some rain down here. We've been getting rain up at the house, but y'all needed some down here for sure. It is getting dry.
Just out in the garden was just starting to burn up, and seemed like tomatoes every year. They always come on at the same time anyways, but I love homegrown tomatoes. And we've gotten quite a few, considering that we don't have a very big garden, just two raised beds, and well, we got another garden down below. Well, got a lot of cucumbers. And we've got a lot of raspberries. They've done real well, Miss Central to York.
It don't take a whole lot to grow cucumbers, not in my experience anyway. My wife can manage to grow those, and she's got black thumb. It ain't even brown, it's black. She kills everything.
Opposite. I used to watch her mama out on the farm. She just walk along, throw the seeds out in front of her, and step on them, and they'd come up just like gold.
Tom was. It didn't matter what kind of plant it was, she could make it grow. And I got a lot of that to a certain extent. I don't have quite what she did, but I can make things grow. And I grew up on my grandfather's farm, helping him all summer long until he got to where he couldn't do it no more. So I've spent my fair share of learning how to get things to grow.
Blessing, I'll tell you, in your experience there was a blessing. Our nephews come home and help with Bernice's mom every summer, and they'd help bale hay and stuff like that. And it sure didn't hurt them any. And they were driving tractors and combines at real early ages. They don't get any of that anymore living up in the Boston area and New York City area. The great-nephews are in the New York City area. And I'll tell you, we went up to visit them in Boston a few years ago, and when we were landing at LaGuardia, I looked down out the window and at New York City, and I said, it looked like a bunch of maggots down there. They're so close together. I said, I'll pass.
There, huh? I lived out in a couple different places as my mom and dad got a divorce and bounced us back and forth. Dad moved to Texas, so we lived right outside of Houston, and we'd go into town quite a bit. And, I couldn't stand it, and I don't want nothing to do with it anymore. Greenville's getting too big for me.
Happy with that. Maybe this housing market will start to stifle a little bit. I know that's a bad thing to say, but with these Fed interest rates going up, they say it's slowing, and it's just going too fast. It's gotten crazy. Every square foot of every farm and everything else is for sale and being built on.
Yes, but Tom, I'm gonna have to say 7-3. You and Miss Bernice have a good day and stay safe out there. And I hope you enjoy your beautiful day out here today. But I'm going to say 7-3 for now. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Okay, Patrick, it's good to hear you and Chad this morning. Pleasure's all mine. And you have a safe day, and congratulations to Matco Tools. They sure done a fine job there. I love watching the top fuelers and the funny cars. Not so much the funny cars as the top fuelers, but I'd sure hate to be in one of them funny cars with that engine out front. If it blows up, it's coming at you like one of them guys said. If it's behind you, it's a lot better. And those things are just nothing more than an 11,000 horsepower bomb. And take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR clear.
DR N4DJC.
Good morning, Jerry. Well, I'm getting to talk to all the good guys this morning. Good to hear you, buddy. And we're just, about 3 or 4 miles from home, Jerry. Nothing planned today. We just went down to the Aldi's there in Taylor's, and tomorrow we're going to go to the Dupe. That's about the only thing. And then Thursday, doctor's appointment.
Gonna head over this afternoon and pick up the granddaughter from volleyball practice. But other than that, we've got a clear day today. Tomorrow we got she's got a game tomorrow. We got some people coming in. We're gonna go watch her game. And Thursday, we got a clear day Thursday, except for Board of Appeals meeting for somebody wanted to do with an Airbnb down here in the neighborhood, and we're going to see if we can figure out a way to stop her from doing it, but who knows how that'll work out. It's not on my street, but still, it's not going to be good. I don't think if they do that sort of thing for here, this is an old neighborhood. Anyway, I've been out a couple of times. Well, I've been out once this morning. It's pretty muggy out there so far.
82 degrees here, but I'm sure the humidity's got to be 90%. You guys really got the rain. We had a dandy rain. Got 3 inches over the weekend, Jerry, and it was a blessing, I'll tell you for sure.
Fortunately, we got a good bit of rain over the weekend, too, so grass started to green up a little bit, and yeah, especially cut it this week. I hope he waits till it dries out a little bit, but he's supposed to cut it, I think, Thursday. But if it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't need to cut this week. But that rain, came in, started a little bit Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, and a little bit yesterday, really helped. The yard just perked up immediately. I don't know how much we actually had, but it was a fair amount. It didn't pour down, but we had it was steady.
The fortunate thing is, every Memorial Day or almost every Labor Day, it rains, and it's a time when working folks get off, and our daughter had, her husband goes to Darlington every year to the races with some friends, and that's his birthday present, basically, and so she had our grandsons, they had two of their friends over, and they went to the lake house and went tubing and stuff like that early Saturday. And lucky thing, because that's when it started raining, was Saturday afternoon. Oh, Amy texted me this morning, and she went to the doctor and said that she stopped breathing 38 times in 1 hour, so... There you go. She's got to have one of those, CPAP machines. I'm sure she's not too thrilled with that.
I've never been tested for that. I'm not sure if I do that or not. I know that KB4CBA, he uses one of those, I think, or something like that. They've got a device that they implant now that supposedly takes care of that sort of thing, but I'm not sure how reliable it is. I'm not real sure. It's had a kind of like a pacemaker type deal, but I've never really investigated it. Well, I don't have anybody in the family that has that issue that we know of. But those CPAP things, I don't see how people sleep in them, to be honest with you. I don't know if I could or not.
Scares me at times, and I know she has it, but she didn't want to have one of those machines either, and it's her body, so she says, I know you sure wouldn't. But I don't have it. I'm perfect. Isn't that right, Mom?
Yes.
Take that with a grain of salt. A big grain. But, I couldn't sleep with it. I'm a kicker. I move around a lot and wind up with all the sheets and stuff on my side of the bed. I think it's because she throws them over there, and sneaks around and just says I do, Jerry, because, like I said, I'm perfect. I obviously wouldn't have any kind of a flaw.
Yep, know about that. I get tangled up in all the hoses and stuff, and I wind up suffocating myself probably if I had to wear one.
Bernice laughing. Jerry, I'll catch you a little while later. We've backed up to the garage door here to unload the heavy things. And then I'll take the car around, leaving in the carport during the day. Gives me some more room to work downstairs. And it looks to be a beautiful day. The chickens seem happy. They're cackling away out there. 73, Jerry. Glad you jumped in here. And take care of my friend. This is N0TR, clear.
3, you and Bernice have a nice afternoon. And I might catch you a little bit later on today. N0TR, N4DJC, clear.